People are always asking me if I know Tyler Durden.
3 minutes. This is it. Ground zero. Would you like to say a few words to mark the occasion?
With a gun barrel between your teeth, you speak only in vowels.
I can't think of anything.
For a second, I totally forget about Tyler's whole controlled demolition thing, and I wonder how clean that gun is.
It's getting exciting now.
That old saying, how you always hurt the one you love? Well, it works both ways. We have front row seats for this theater of mass destruction. The demolitions committee of Project Mayhem wrapped the foundation columns of a dozen buildings with blasting gelatin. In 2 minutes, primary charges will blow base charges and a few square blocks will be reduced to smoldering rubble. I know this because Tyler knows this.
2.5. Think of everything we've accomplished.
And suddenly, I realize that all of this, the gun, the bombs, the revolution, has got something to do with a girl named Marla Singer. Bob. Bob had bitch tits. This was a support group for men with testicular cancer. The big moosey slobbering all over me, that was Bob.
We're still men.
Yes, we're men. Men is what we are.
8 months ago, Bob's testicles were removed, then hormone therapy. He developed bitch tits because his testosterone was too high and his body upped the estrogen. And that was where I fit.
They're going to have to open up my pecs again and drain the fluid.
Between those huge, sweating tits that hung enormous, the way you'd think of gods as big.
Okay, you cry now.
No, wait, back up. Let me start earlier. For 6 months, I couldn't sleep. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't sleep. With insomnia, nothing's real. Everything's far away. Everything's a copy of a copy of a copy. When deep space exploration ramps up, it'll be the corporations that name everything. The IBM Stellar Sphere, the Microsoft Galaxy, Planet Starbucks.
I need you out of town a little more this week. We got some red flags to cover.
It must have been Tuesday. He was wearing his cornflower blue tie.
You want me to deprioritize my current reports?
Yeah.
Until you advise a status upgrade?
Make these your primary action items. Here's your flight coupons. Call me from the road if there's any snags.
He was full of pep. Must have had his grande latte enema. Like so many others, I had become a slave to the IKEA nesting instinct.
Yes. I'd like to order the Erica Picari dust ruffles.
If I saw something clever, like a little coffee table in the shape of a yin-yang, I had to have it. The Klipsk personal office unit, the Hovatrek home exerbike, or the Yohannishov sofa with the string green stripe pattern. Even the Rizlampa wire lamps of environmentally friendly unbleached paper. I'd flip through catalogs and wonder, what kind of dining set defines me as a person? I had it all. Even the glass dishes with tiny bubbles and imperfections, proof that they were crafted by the honest, simple, hardworking indigenous peoples of wherever.
I was holding.
We used to read pornography. Now it was the Horchow collection.
No, you can't die from insomnia.
What about narcolepsy? I nod off, I wake up in strange places, I have no idea how I got there.
You need to lighten up.
Can you please just give me something?
Red and blue two-and-alls, lipstick red second-alls.
No. You need healthy, natural sleep. Chew some valerian root and get more exercise.
Hey, come on. I'm in pain.
You want to see pain? Swing by First Methodist Tuesday nights. See the guys with testicular cancer. That's pain.
I always wanted 3 kids, 2 boys and a girl. Mindy wanted 2 girls and a boy. We never could agree on anything. Well, as you know, she had her first child last week, a girl. With her new husband. And thank God, you know.
I'm glad for her.
Because she destroyed it.
Oh. Everyone, let's thank Thomas for sharing himself with us. Thank you, Thomas. I look around this room and I see a lot of courage. And that gives me strength. We give each other strength. It's time for the one-on-ones. So let's all of us here follow Thomas's good example and really open ourselves up. Did you find your partner?
And this is how I met the big Moosey. His eyes already shrink-wrapped in tears. Knees together. Those awkward little steps.
My name is Bob.
Bob.
Bob had been a champion bodybuilder. You know that chest expansion program you see on late night TV? That was his idea.
I was a juicer. You know, using steroids, diabinol, and Wisterol. Oh, they use that on racehorses, for Christ's sake. And now I'm bankrupt. I'm divorced. My two grown kids won't even return my phone calls.
Strangers with this kind of honesty make me go a big rubbery one.
Go ahead, Gwyneth. You can cry.
And then something happened. I let go. Lost in oblivion. Dark and silent and complete. I found freedom. Losing all hope was freedom. Babies don't sleep this well. I became addicted. If I didn't say anything, people always assume the worst. They cried harder. Then I cried harder.
Now we're going to open the green door, the heart chakra.
I wasn't really dying. I wasn't host to cancer or parasites. I was the warm little center that the life of this world crowded around.
Imagine your pain as a white ball of healing light. It moves over your body, healing you. Now keep this going. Remember to breathe. And step forward through the back door of the room. Where does it lead? To your cave. Step forward into your cave. That's right. You're going deeper into your cave. And you're going to find your power animal.
Slide.
Every evening I died, and every evening I was born again, resurrected. Bob loved me because he thought my testicles were removed too. Being there, pressed against his tits, ready to cry. This was my vacation. And she ruined everything.
This is cancer, right?
This chick, Marla Singer, did not have testicular cancer. She was a liar. She had no diseases at all. I had seen her at Free and Clear, my blood parasites group Thursdays, then at Hope, my bi-monthly sickle cell circle. And again, it sees the day. My tuberculosis Friday night. Marla, the big tourist. Her lie reflected my lie. Suddenly, I felt nothing. I couldn't cry. So once again, I couldn't sleep. Next group, after guided meditation, after we open our heart chakras, when it's time to hug, I'm gonna grab that little bitch Marla Singer and scream,
Marla, you liar! You big tourist! I need this! Now get out!
I hadn't slept in 4 days.
Absolutely. We'll just let that drone.
When you have insomnia, you're never really asleep, and you're never really awake.
To begin tonight's communion, Chloe would like to say a few words.
Oh, yeah. Chloe. Chloe looked the way Meryl Streep's skeleton would look if you made it smile and walk around a party being extra nice to everybody.
Well, I'm still here, but I don't know for how long. That's as much certainty as anyone can give me. But I've got some good news. I no longer have any fear of death. But I am in a pretty lonely place. No one will have sex with me. I'm so close to the end, and all I want is to get laid for the last time. I have pornographic movies in my apartment and lubricants and amine nitrate.
Thank you, Chloe. Everyone, let's thank Chloe.
Thank you, Chloe.
Now, let's ready ourselves for guided meditation. You're standing at the entrance of your cave. You step inside your cave and you walk.
If I did have a tumor, I'd name it Marla.
Quiet place.
Marla. The little scratch on the roof of your mouth that would heal if only you could stop tonguing it, but you can't.
Step deeper into your cave as you walk. You feel the healing energy of this place all around you. Now find your power animal. Slide. Let's partner up. Pick someone special to you tonight.
Hey. We need to talk.
Sure.
I'm on to you.
What?
Yeah. You're a faker. You're not dying.
Sorry.
In the Tibetan philosophy, Sylvia Plath sends the word. I know we're all dying, right? But you're not dying the way Chloe back there's dying.
So?
So you're a tourist. Okay, I've seen you. I saw you had melanoma. I saw you had tuberculosis. I saw you had testicular cancer.
I saw you practicing this.
Practicing what?
Telling me off. Is it going as well as you hoped? Rupert.
I'll expose you.
Go ahead. I'll expose you.
All right, come together. Let yourselves cry.
Oh, God, why are you doing this?
Stupider than a movie and this free coffee.
No, look, this is important, okay? These are my groups. I've been coming here for over a year.
Why do you do it?
I don't know. When people think you're dying, man, they really, really listen to you instead of just
waiting for their turn to speak.
Yeah. Yeah.
Share yourself completely.
Look, you don't want to get into this. It becomes an addiction.
Really?
I'm not kidding. I can't cry if there's another faker present, and I need this. So you gotta find somewhere else to go.
Candy Stripe, a cancel ward. It's not my problem.
Wait. Hold on. I'll tell you. We're going to split up the week, okay? You take lymphoma and tuberculosis.
You take tuberculosis. My smoking doesn't go over at all.
Okay, good. Fine. Testicular cancer should be no contest, I think.
Well, right? Thankfully, I have more of a right to be there than you.
You still have your balls. Kidding.
I don't know. Am I?
No. What do you want?
I'll take the parasites.
You can't have both the parasites, but why don't you take the blood parasites?
I want brain parasites.
I'll take the blood parasites, but I'm going to take the organic brain dementia, okay?
I want that.
You can't have the whole brain.
That's so far, you have four. I only have two.
Okay. Take both the parasites.
For yours.
Now we both have three. Hey, you left half your clothes. Selling those?
Yeah, I'm selling some clothes. So, we each have three. That's six. What about the seventh day? I want ascending bowel cancer.
But the girl had done her homework.
No, no, I want bowel cancer.
That's your favorite, too. Try to slip it by me, eh?
Look, we're going to split it, okay? Take the first and third Sunday of the month.
Deal. Looks like this is goodbye.
Well, let's not make a big thing out of it, okay?
How's this for not making a big thing?
Hey, Marla. Marla! Maybe we should exchange numbers.
Should we?
We might want to switch nights.
Okay.
This is how I met Marla Singer. Marla's philosophy of life was that she might die at any moment. The tragedy, she said, was that she didn't.
Doesn't have your name. Who are you? Cornelius? Rupert? Ravis? Any of the stupid names you give each night?
You wake up at SeaTac. SFO. LAX. You wake up at O'Hare. Dallas, Fort Worth, BWI, Pacific, Mountain, Central, lose an hour, gain an hour.
Check in for that flight doesn't begin for another 2 hours, sir.
This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time. You wake up at Air Harbor International. If you wake up at a different time, in a different place, could you wake up as a different person? Everywhere I travel, tiny life. Single serving sugar, single serving cream, single pat of butter. The microwave cordon bleu hobby kit. Shampoo conditioner combos, sample package mouthwash, tiny bars of soap. The people I meet on each flight, they're single serving friends. Between takeoff and landing, we have our time together, but that's all we get. On a long enough timeline, the survival rate for everyone drops to zero. I was a recall coordinator. My job was to apply the formula.
Tears of the infant went to the windshield. 3 points.
A new car built by my company leaves somewhere traveling at 60 miles per hour. The rear differential locks up.
The teenager's braces are wrapped around the backseat ashtray. Might make a good anti-smoking ad.
The car crashes and burns with everyone trapped inside. Now, should we initiate a recall?
The father must have been huge. You see where the fats burn to the seat, the polyester shirt? Very modern art.
Take the number of vehicles in the field, A, multiply it by the probable rate of failure, B, then multiply the result by the average out-of-court settlement, C. A times B times C
equals X. If X is less than the cost of a recall, we don't do one.
Are there a lot of these kinds of accidents?
You wouldn't believe.
Which car company do you work for?
A major one.
Every time the plane banked too sharply on takeoff or landing, I prayed for a crash or a mid-air collision. Anything. Life insurance pays off triple if you die on a business trip.
if you were seated in an emergency exit row, yeah, and feel you would be unable or unwilling to perform the duties listed on the safety card, please ask a flight attendant to reseat you.
It's a lot of responsibility.
Want to switch seats?
No, I'm not sure I'm the man for that particular job.
An exit door procedure at 30,000 feet.
Mm-hmm.
The illusion of safety.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know why they put oxygen masks on planes?
So you can breathe.
Oxygen gets you high. In a catastrophic emergency, you're taking giant panic breaths. Suddenly you become euphoric, docile. You accept your fate. It's all right here. Emergency water landing 600 miles an hour. Blank faces, calm as Hindu cows.
That's an interesting theory. What do you do?
What do you mean?
What do you do for a living?
Why? So you can pretend like you're interested.
Okay.
You have a kind of sick desperation in your laugh?
We have the exact same briefcase.
Soap.
Sorry?
I make and I sell soap. The yardstick of civilization.
And this is how I met
Tyler Durden.
Did you know if you mixed equal parts of gasoline and frozen orange juice concentrate, you can make napalm?
No, I did not know that. Is that true?
That's right. One can make all kinds of explosives using simple household items.
Really?
If one was so inclined.
Tell you are by far the most interesting single-serving friend I've ever met. See, I have this thing, everything on a plane is single-serving, even the...
Well, I get it. It's very clever.
Oh, thank you.
How's that working out for you?
What?
Being clever.
Great.
Keep it up, then. Right up. Now we're questioning about again. As I pass, do I give you the ass or the crutch?
How I came to live with Tyler is airlines have this policy about vibrating luggage.
Was it ticking?
Actually, throwers don't worry about ticking because modern bombs don't tick.
Sorry, throwers?
Baggage handlers. But when a suitcase vibrates, then the door's got to call the police.
My suitcase was vibrating?
9 times out of 10, it's an electric razor, but every once in a while, it's a dildo. Of course, it's company policy never to imply ownership in the event of a dildo. We have to use the indefinite article, a dildo, never your dildo.
But I don't own...
I had everything in that suitcase. My CK shirts, my DKNY shoes, my AX ties. Never mind. Home was a condo on the 15th floor of a filing cabinet for widows and young professionals. The walls were solid concrete. A foot of concrete's important when your next-door neighbor lets their hearing aid go and has to watch game shows at full volume. Or when a volcanic blast of debris that used to be your furniture and personal effects blows out of your floor-to-ceiling windows and sails flaming into the night. I suppose these things happen. Condiments and no food. police would later tell me that the pilot light might have gone out, letting out just a little bit of gas. That gas could have slowly filled the condo, 1,700 square feet with high ceilings, for days and days. Then the refrigerator's compressor could have clicked on.
Yeah? I can hear you breathing.
If you ask me now, I couldn't tell you why I called him.
We met on the airplane. We had the same suitcase. The clever guy.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
I called a second ago. There was no answer. I'm at a payphone.
Yeah, so. Star 69, dude. I never pick up my phone. So what's up?
Well, you're not going to believe this.
You know, man, it could be worse. A woman could cut off your penis while you're sleeping and toss it out the window of a moving car.
There's always that. I don't know, it's just when you buy furniture, you tell yourself, that's it, that's the last sofa I'm gonna need. Whatever else happens, got that sofa problem handled. I had it all. I had a stereo that was very decent, a wardrobe that was getting very respectable. I was close to being complete.
Shit, man, now it's all gone.
All gone.
Do you know what a duvet is?
Comfort.
It's a blanket. Just a blanket. Now, why do guys like you and I know what a duvet is? Is this essential to our survival? In the hunter-gatherer sense of the word? No. What are we then?
Consumers.
Right. We are consumers. We are byproducts of a lifestyle obsession. Murder, crime, poverty, these things don't concern me. What concerns me are celebrity magazines, television with 500 channels, some guy's name on my underwear. Rogaine, Viagra, Olestra.
Martha Stewart.
Fuck Martha Stewart. Martha's polishing the brass on the Titanic. It's all going down, man. So fuck off with your sofa units and string green stripe patterns. I say never be complete. I say stop being perfect. I say let's evolve. Let the chips fall where they may. That's me, and I could be wrong. Maybe it's a terrible tragedy.
It's just stuff. Tragedy.
Well, you did lose a lot of versatile solutions for modern living.
Fuck, you're right. My insurance is probably going to cover it. What?
Things you own end up owning you. But do what you like, man.
Oh, late. Hey, thanks for the beer.
Yeah, man.
We should find a hotel.
What?
What?
A hotel.
Yeah.
Just ask, man.
What are you talking about?
Three pitchers of beer and you still can't ask.
What?
You called me because you needed a place to stay.
Oh, hey, no.
Yes, you did. I didn't mean... So just ask. Cut the foreplay and just ask, man.
Would that be a problem?
Is it a problem for you to ask?
can I stay at your place?
Yeah. Thanks.
I want you to do me a favor.
Yeah, sure.
I want you to hit me as hard as you can.
What?
I want you to hit me as hard as you can.
Let me tell you a little bit about Tyler Durden.
Tyler was a night person. While the rest of us were sleeping, he worked. He had one part-time job as a projectionist. See, a movie doesn't come all on one big reel. It comes on a few. So someone has to be there to switch the projectors at the exact moment that one reel ends and the next one begins. If you look for it, you can see these little dots come into the upper right-hand corner of the screen.
In the industry, we call them cigarette burns.
That's the cue for a changeover. He flips the projectors, movie keeps right on going, and nobody in the audience has any idea.
Why would anyone want this shit job?
Because it affords them other interesting opportunities.
Like splicing single frames of pornography into family films.
So when the snooty cat and the courageous dog with the celebrity voices meet for the first time in Reel 3, that's when you'll catch a flash of Tyler's contribution to the film. Nobody knows that they saw it, but they did.
Nice big cock.
Even a hummingbird couldn't catch Tyler at work. Tyler also worked sometimes at the banquet waiter at the luxurious Pressman Hotel. He was the guerrilla terrorist in the food service industry.
Do not watch. I cannot go and watch.
Apart from seasoning the lobster bisque, he farted on meringue, sneezed on braised endive, and asked for the cream of mushroom soup. Well,
go ahead. Tell him.
You get the idea.
Well, what do you want me to do? You just want me to hit you.
Come on. Do me this one favor.
Why?
Why? I don't know why. I don't know. Never been in a fight. You?
No, but that's a good thing.
No, it is not. How much can you know about yourself if you've never been in a fight? I don't want to die without any scars. So come on, hit me before I lose my nerve.
Oh, God. This is crazy.
You should go crazy. Let her rip.
Hey, I don't know about this.
I don't either, but who gives a shit? No one's watching. What do you care?
Wait, what? This is crazy. You want me to hit you?
That's right.
What, like in the face?
Surprise me.
This is so fucking stupid.
Motherfucker! You hit me in the ear!
Well, Jesus, I'm sorry.
Ow! Christ! Why the ear, man?
Oh, I fucked it up, kind
of. No, that was perfect.
We should do this again sometime.
Where's your car?
What car?
I don't know how Tyler found that house, but he said he'd been there for a year. It looked like it was waiting to be torn down. Most of the windows were boarded up. There was no lock on the front door from when the police or whoever kicked it in. The stairs were ready to collapse. I didn't know if he owned it or if he was squatting. Neither would have surprised me.
Yep, that's you. That's me. That's the toilet. Good?
Yeah, thanks.
What a shithole. Nothing worked. Turning on one light meant another light in the house went out. There were no neighbors, just some warehouses and a paper mill. That fart smell of steam, the hamster cage smell of wood chips.
After work tomorrow, we take a
What have we here?
Every time it rained, we had to kill the power. By the end of the first month, I didn't miss TV. I didn't even mind the warm, stale refrigerator.
Can I be next?
All right, man.
Loose the tie.
At night, Tyler and I were alone for a half a mile in every direction. Rain trickled down through the plaster and the light fixtures. Everything wooden swelled and shrank. Everywhere were rusted nails to snag your elbow on. The previous occupant had been a bit of a shut-in.
Hey, man, what are you reading?
Listen to this. It's an article written by an organ in the first person. I am Jack's medulla oblongata. Without me, Jack cannot regulate his heart rate, blood pressure, or breathing. There's a whole series of these. I am Jill's nipple. I am Jack's colon.
Yeah, I get cancer. I kill Jack.
After fighting, everything else in your life got the volume turned down.
What are you getting yourself into every week?
What?
You could deal with anything.
Have you finished those reports?
If you could fight anyone, who would you fight?
Fight my boss, probably.
Really?
Yeah, why? Who would you fight?
Fight my dad.
I don't know my dad. I mean, I know him, but he left when I was, like, 6 years old. Married this other woman, had some other kids. He, like, did this every 6 years. He goes to a new city and starts a new family.
Fuck, you're setting up franchises. My dad never went to college, so it was real important that I go.
That sounds familiar.
So I graduate. I call him up long distance. I said, Dad, now what? He says, get a job.
Same here.
Now I'm 25. Make my yearly call again. I say, Dad, now what? He says, I don't know. You can get married.
I mean, you can't get married. I'm a 30-year-old boy.
We're a generation of men raised by women. I'm wondering if another woman is really the answer we need.
Most of the week, we were Ozzy and Harriet. But every Saturday night, we were finding something out. We were finding out more and more that we were not alone. Used to be that when I came home angry or depressed, I'd just clean my condo, polish my Scandinavian furniture. I should have been looking for a new condo. I should have been haggling with my insurance company. I should have been upset about my nice, neat, flaming little shit. But I wasn't.
Basic premise of cybernetic any office is make things more efficient.
Monday mornings, all I could do was think about next week.
Can I get the icon in cornflower blue?
Absolutely. Efficiency is priority number one, people. Because waste is a thief. I showed this already to my man here. You liked it, didn't you?
You can swallow a pint of blood before you get sick. It was right in everyone's face. Tyler and I just made it visible. It was on the tip of everyone's tongue. Tyler and I just gave it a name.
Come on, people. You gotta go home.
Every week, Tyler gave the rules that he and I decided.
Gentlemen, welcome to Fight Club. The first rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. The second rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club. Third rule of Fight Club, someone yells stop, goes limp, taps out, the fight is over. Fourth rule, only two guys to a fight. Fifth rule, one fight at a time, fellas. Sixth rule, no shirts, no shoes. Seventh rule, fights will go on as long as they have to. And the eighth and final rule, if this is your first night at Fight Club, you have to fight.
This kid from work, Ricky, couldn't remember whether you ordered pens with blue ink or black. But Ricky was a god for 10 minutes when he trounced the maitre d' of a local food court. Sometimes all you could hear were the flat, hard packing sounds over the yelling. Or the wet choke when someone caught their breath and sprayed. You weren't alive anywhere like you were there. But Fight Club only exists in the hours between when Fight Club starts and when Fight Club ends. Even if I could tell someone they had a good fight, I wouldn't be talking to the same man. Who you were in Fight Club is not who you were in the rest of the world. If a guy came to Fight Club for the first time, his ass was a wad of cookie dough. After a few weeks, he was carved out of wood.
Did you fight any celebrity? Who'd you fight?
Alive or dead?
Doesn't matter. Who'd be tough?
Hemingway. You?
Shatner. I'd fight William Shatner.
We all started seeing things differently. Everywhere we went, we were sizing things up. I felt sorry for guys packed into gyms, trying to look like how Calvin Klein or Tommy Hilfiger said they should.
Is that what a man looks like?
Self-improvement is masturbation. Now self-destruction. Excuse me.
Fight Club wasn't about winning or losing. It wasn't about words. The hysterical shouting was in tongues, like in a Pentecostal church.
Is that it?
Stop!
When the fight was over, nothing was solved, but nothing mattered.
Cool.
Afterwards, we all felt saved.
How about next week?
How about next month?
Hey, right, Irvin, you're in the middle. New guy. You too.
Sometimes Tyler spoke for me.
He fell down some stairs.
I fell down some stairs.
Fight Club became the reason to cut your hair short or trim your fingernails.
Okay. Any historical figure?
I fight Gandhi.
Good answer.
How about you?
Lincoln.
Lincoln?
Big guy, big reach. Skinny guys fight to the burger. Hey, even the Mona Lisa's falling apart.
Hello?
Where have you been the last 8 weeks?
How'd you find me?
You left that forwarding number.
I haven't seen you at any support groups.
Yeah, we split them up. That was the idea, remember?
Yeah, but you haven't been going to yours.
How do you know?
I cheated.
I found a new one.
Really?
It's for men only.
Like a testicle thing?
Look, this is a bad time.
I've been going to Debtors Anonymous.
You want to see some really fucked up people?
I'm just on my way out.
Me too.
I got a stomach full of Xanax. I took what was left of a bottle. Might have been too much.
Just picture watching Marla Singer throw herself around her crummy apartment.
This isn't a for real suicide thing. This is probably one of those cry for help things.
This could go on for hours.
So you're staying in tonight, then?
Do you want to wait and hear me describe death?
Do you want to listen and see if my spirit can use a phone? Have you ever heard a death rattle before?
Tyler's door was closed. I'd been living here for 2 months and Tyler's door was never closed.
You won't believe this dream I had last night.
Yeah, I can hardly believe anything about last night.
What are you doing here?
What?
This is my house. What are you doing in my house?
Fuck you.
Oh, you got some fucked up friends, I'm telling you. Limber, though. Sitting coos. So I come in last night. Phone's off the hook. Guess who's on the other end?
I already knew the story before he told it to me.
Have you ever heard a death rattle before?
Do you think it'll live up to its name?
Or will it just be a death hairball? Prepare to evacuate soul.
Tyler, of all people, think it was a bad thing that Marla Singer was about to die.
5, 4, 3. Hang on.
You got here fast. Did I call you? The mattress is all sealed in slippery plastic. Oh, don't worry. It's not a threat to you. Oh, fuck. Somebody call the cops. I'm done for. You're gonna have to keep me up all night.
Unfucking believable.
He was obviously able to handle it.
You know what I mean. You fucked her.
No, I didn't.
Never?
No.
You're not into her, are you?
No. God, not at all.
I am Jack's raging bile duct.
Are you sure? You can tell me.
Believe me, I'm sure.
Put a gun to my head and paint the walls with my brains.
Well, that's good, because she's a predator posing as a house pet.
Stay away from that one.
And the shit that came out of this woman's mouth, I ain't never heard.
My God. I haven't been fucked like that since grade school.
How could Tyler not go for that? Night before last, he was splicing sex organs into Cinderella.
Marla doesn't need a lover. She needs a fucking caseworker.
She needs a wash. She didn't love sport fucking.
She invaded my support groups. Now she'd invaded my home.
Hey, hey. Sit down. Now listen. Can't have you talking to her about me.
Why would I talk to her?
Say anything about me or what goes on in this house to her or to anybody. We're done. Now promise me.
Okay.
You promise?
Yeah, I promise.
Promise.
I just said I promise.
What? It's three times you promise.
If only I had wasted a couple of minutes and gone to watch Marla Singer die, none of this would have happened. I could have moved to another room, on a third floor where I might not have heard them. But I didn't. Little center of the world. I was the Zen master. I wrote little haiku poems. I emailed them to everyone.
Is that your blood?
Some of it, yeah.
You can't smoke in here. Take the rest of the day off. Come back Monday with some clean clothes. Get yourself together.
I got right in everyone's hostile little face. Yes, these are bruises from fighting. Yes, I'm comfortable with that. I am enlightened. You give up the condo life, give up all your flaming worldly possessions, go live in a dilapidated house in a toxic waste part of town, and you have to come home to this.
About the incident at your former condo.
Yes?
I don't know if you're aware, but it seems that someone sprayed Freon into your front door lock. Then tapped it with a chisel to shatter the cylinder.
No, I wasn't aware of that at all.
I am Jack's cold sweat.
Does this sound strange to you?
Yes, sir. Strange. Very strange.
The dynamite...
Dynamite?
...left a residue of ammonium oxalate potassium chloride.
Do you know what this means?
No, what does it mean?
It means it was homemade.
I'm sorry. This is just coming as quite a shock to me, sir.
See, whoever set this homemade dynamite could have blown out your pilot light days before the actual explosion.
Gas was just a detonator.
Who would go and do such a thing?
I'll ask the questions.
Tell him the Liberator destroyed my property, has realigned my perceptions.
Excuse me. Are you there?
No, I am listening. It's a little hard to know what to make of all this.
Have you recently made enemies with anyone who might have access to homemade dynamite?
Enemies?
Reject the basic assumption of civilization, especially the importance of material possessions.
Son, this is serious.
Yes, I know it's serious.
I mean that.
Yes, it's very serious. Look, nobody takes this more seriously than me. That condo was my life, okay? I loved every stick of furniture in that place.
That was not just a bunch of stuff that got destroyed.
It was me.
I'd like to thank the Academy.
Is this not a good time for you?
Just tell him you fucking did it.
Shh.
Tell him you blew it all up. That's what he wants to hear.
Are you still there?
Wait. Are you saying that I'm a suspect?
No, no. I may need to talk to you a little further, so how about you just let me know if you're going to leave town?
Okay.
Okay.
Except for their humping, Tyler and Marla were never in the same room. My parents pulled this exact same act for years.
The condom is the glass slipper of our generation. You slip one on when you meet a stranger. You dance all night. Then you throw it away. The condom. I mean, not stranger.
What?
I got this dress at a thrift store for $1.
It was worth every penny.
It's a bridesmaid's dress. Someone loved it intensely for one day, then tossed it like a Christmas tree. So special. Then, bam, it's on the side of the road. Tinsel still clinging to it. Like a sex crime victim. Underwear inside out, bound with electrical tape.
Well, then it suits you.
You can borrow it sometime.
Get rid of her.
What? Can you get rid of her?
Don't mention me.
I'm 6 years old again, passing messages between parents.
I really think it's time you got out of here.
Don't worry, I'm leaving.
Yeah, not that we don't love your little business.
You know, you are such a nutcase. I can't even begin to keep up.
Thanks, bye.
You kids.
Why would he still waste time with her?
I'll say this about Marla. At least she's trying to hit bottom.
What, and I'm not?
Sticking feathers up your butt does not make you a chicken.
What are we doing tonight?
Tonight? We make soap.
Really?
To make soap, first we render fat.
The salt amount has to be just right, so the best fat for making soap comes from humans.
Wait, what is this place?
A liposuction clinic. Aha, pay dirt. Richest, creamiest fat in the world. Fat of the land.
As the fat renders, the talus float to the surface, like in Boy Scouts.
I can imagine you as a Boy Scout.
Keep stirring. Once the talus hardens, you can skim off a layer of glycerin. If you were to add nitric acid, you got nitroglycerin. If you were then to add sodium nitrile, dash of sawdust, you got dynamite. Yeah, with enough soap, one could blow up just about anything.
Tyler was full of useful information.
Now, ancient peoples found their clothes got cleaner when they washed them at a certain point in the river. Do you know why?
No.
It's human sacrifices were once made on the hills above this river. Bodies burned, water seeped through the wood and ashes to create lye. This is lye, the crucial ingredient. Once it mixed with the melted fat of the bodies, a thick white soapy discharge crept into the river. Answer your hand, please.
What is this?
This is a chemical burn. It'll hurt more than you've ever been burned, and you will have a scar.
What are you doing?
Guided meditation worked for cancer. It could work for this.
Stay with the pain. Don't shut this out.
No, no, God!
Get your hand.
The first soap was made from the ashes of heroes, like the first monkey shot into space. Without pain, without sacrifice, we would have nothing.
I tried not to think of the word sear, slash.
Stop it!
This is your pain. This is your burning hand. It's right here.
I'm going to my cave. I'm going to my cave. I'm going to find my power.
No! Don't deal with it the way those dead people do. Come on!
I get the point of that thing.
No, what you're feeling is premature enlightenment. Moment of your life, man, and you're off somewhere miserable.
I am
not. Shut up. Our fathers were our models for God. If our fathers failed, what does that tell you about God?
No, I don't.
Listen to me. You have to consider the possibility that God does not like you. He never wanted you. In all probability, he hates you. This is not the worst thing that can happen.
It isn't?
We don't need him.
We don't like we. Like,
fuck damnation, man. Fuck redemption. We are God's unwanted children. So be it.
Okay, so,
listen, you can run water over your hand to make it worse, or look at me. Or you can use vinegar to neutralize the burn.
Please let me have it, please.
First, you have to give up. First, you have to know, not fear, know that someday you're gonna die.
You don't know how this feels.
It's only after we've lost everything that we're free to do anything.
Okay. Congratulations. You're one step close to hitting bottom.
Tyler sold his soap to department stores at $20 a bar. God knows what they charged.
This is the best soap.
I thank you, Susan.
It was beautiful. We were selling rich women their own fat asses back to them. He was wearing his yellow tie. I didn't even wear a tie to work anymore.
The first rule of Fight Club is you don't talk about Fight Club?
I'm half asleep again. I must have left the original in the copy machine.
The second rule of Fight Club... Is this yours?
Huh?
Pretend you're me. Make a managerial decision. You find this. What would you do?
Well, I gotta tell you, I'd be very, very careful who you talk to about that, because the person who wrote that is dangerous. And this button-down Oxford cloth psycho might just snap and then stalk from office to office with an Armalite AR-10 carbine gas-powered semi-automatic weapon, pumping round after round into colleagues and co-workers. This might be someone you've known for years. Someone very, very close to you.
Tyler's words coming out of my mouth. And I used to be such a nice guy.
Well, maybe you just shouldn't bring me every little piece of trash you happen to pick up. Compliance and liability.
My tit's gonna rot off.
Will you excuse me? I need to take this. What are you talking about?
I need you to check and see if there's a lump in my breast.
Go to a hospital.
I can't afford to throw money away on a doctor.
I don't know about this, Marla.
Please.
She didn't call Tyler. I'm neutral in her book.
That's nice. Take your food to Mrs. Hanover, Mrs. Rain. Where are they, exactly?
Tragically, they're dead. I'm alive and I'm in poverty. You want any?
No, no.
I got one for you.
Thanks for the thought.
What happened to your hand?
Nothing. Right there.
Feel anything?
No.
We'll make sure.
Okay, I'm pretty sure.
You feel nothing?
No, nothing.
Well, it's a relief. Thank you.
No problem.
I wish I could return the favor.
It's not a lot of breast cancer in the men in my family.
You check your prostate.
I think I'm okay.
Well, thanks anyway.
Are we done?
Yeah, we're done. See you around.
Cornelius? Cornelius! It's me, Bob!
Hey, Bob.
We all thought you were dead.
No, still here. How are you, Bob?
Better than I've ever been in my whole life.
Really? You still remaining men together?
No, I got something so much better now.
Really? What is it?
Well, the first rule is, I'm not supposed to talk about it. And the second rule is, I'm not supposed to talk about it. And the third rule is...
Bob, I'm a member. Look at my face, Bob.
It's fucking great.
I've never seen you there.
I go Tuesdays and Thursdays.
I go Saturday.
Congratulations.
Yeah, hey, to both of us, right?
Have you heard about the guy that invented this thing?
Well, yeah, actually...
There are all kinds of things.
Yeah?
Supposedly, he was born in a mental institution, and he sleeps only 1 hour a night. He's a great man.
Oh.
Do you know about Tyler Durden? Thank you for this. Thank you.
Fight Club.
Bob.
This was mine and Tyler's gift. Our gift to the world.
Look around. I see a lot of new faces. Shut up! Which means a lot of you have been breaking the first two rules of Fight Club. I see in Fight Club the strongest and smartest men who've ever lived. I see all this potential, and I see it squandered. God damn it, an entire generation pumping gas, waiting tables, slaves with white collars. Advertising has us chasing cars and clothes, working jobs we hate so we can buy shit we don't need. We're the middle children of history, man. No purpose or place. We have no great war. No great depression. Our great war is a spiritual war. Our great depression is our lives. We've all been raised on television to believe that one day we'd all be millionaires and movie gods and rock stars. But we won't. We're slowly learning that fact. And we're very, very pissed off.
The first rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about... Who are you?
Oh, my.
Yeah.
There's a sign on the front that says, Lose Taffy.
I'm fucking Lou.
Who the fuck are you?
Tyler Durden.
Now, who told you motherfuckers that you could use my place?
We have a deal worked out with Durden.
Huh? Durden's at home with a broken collarbone. You don't own this place. I do. How much money is he getting for this?
There is no money.
Really?
Free to all.
Ain't that something?
It is, actually.
Look, stupid fuck. I want everybody out of here right now.
Hey, you should join our club.
Did you hear what I just said?
You and your friend.
You hear me now?
No, I didn't quite catch that, Lou. Still not getting it.
Hey.
Okay, I got it.
Shit, I lost it.
Back! All of you! Everybody back!
Ah, Lou. Come on, man. We really like this place.
Oh. That's right, Lou. Get it out.
Shut up.
Oh, yeah!
That's fucking funny.
Oh, Lou!
Fucking guys, Louie, I'm telling you. Unbelievable.
You don't know where I've been, Lou.
Oh my God!
You don't know where I've been!
Lou, please let him keep a little blade alive! Fucking use the basement! Christ!
I want your work, Lou! I want your work!
I'm my mother's,
Thanks, Lou.
You too, big guy. We'll see you next week. This week, each one of you has a homework assignment. You're gonna go out, you're gonna start a fight with a total stranger. You're gonna start a fight, and you're gonna lose.
Hey, watch out, jackass, come on!
Now this is not as easy as it sounds. Most people, normal people, do just about anything to avoid a fight.
Excuse me. Spread me with your clothes. I don't know. That's not necessary.
Hey, go!
And absenteeism, with your unpresentable appearance, you're up for review.
I am Jack's complete lack of surprise.
What?
Let's pretend. You're the Department of Transportation, okay? Someone informs you that this company installs front seat mounting brackets that never pass collision tests, brake linings that fail after 1,000 miles, and fuel injectors that explode and burn people alive. What then?
Are you threatening me?
No.
Get the fuck out of here. You're fired.
I have a better solution. You keep me on the payroll as an outside consultant. And in exchange for my salary, my job will be never to tell people these things that I know. I don't even have to come into the office. I can do this job from home.
Who the fuck do you think you are, you crazy little shit? Security?
I am Jack's smirking revenge.
Oh. Oh. What the hell are you doing? Why would you do that? Oh my God! No! Please stop! Oh.
For some reason, I thought of my first fight with Tyler.
No!
Inside everything this man took for granted, something horrible had been growing.
Now look, give me the paychecks, like I asked, and you won't ever see me again.
And right then, at our most excellent moment together.
Oh, thank God, please don't hit me again. Please.
Telephone, computer, fax machine, 52 weekly paychecks, and 48 airline flight coupons. We now had corporate sponsorship. This is how Tyler and I were able to have Fight Club every night of the week. Now, nobody was the center of Fight Club except the two men fighting. The leader walked through the crowd, out in the darkness. Tyler was now involved in a class action lawsuit with the Pressman Hotel over the urine content of their soup. I am Jack's wasted life. Tyler dreamed up new homework assignments. He handed them out in sealed envelopes.
Up in Delaware City?
Yeah, I heard.
There's one in Penn's Grove, too. Bob even found one up in Newcastle.
Yeah, did you start that one?
No, I thought you did.
No.
What are we doing?
Homework assignment.
What kind of homework assignment?
Human sacrifice.
Hey, is that a gun? Please. Please tell me that's not a gun.
It's a gun.
What are you doing?
Meet me in the back.
No, no, hey, don't fuck around.
Meet me in the back.
On a long enough timeline,
fuck. The
survival rate for everyone drops to zero.
What are you doing? Come on.
Hands on your back.
God.
Give me your wallet. Raymond K. Essel, 1320 Southeast Banning, Apartment A. Small cramped basement apartment, Raymond.
How did you know?
Because they give shitty basement apartments letters instead of numbers. Raymond, you're going to die. Is that your mom and dad? Mom and dad are going to have to call up kindly Dr. So-and-so. Pick up your dental records. Want to know why? Because there's going to be nothing left to face.
Oh, come on.
An expired community college student ID. What'd you study, Raymond?
Stuff?
Were the midterms hard?
I asked you what you studied.
Biology, mostly.
Why?
I don't know.
What did you want to be, Raymond K. Hessel? The question, Raymond, was what did you want to be?
Answer him, Raymond. Jesus.
Veterinarian.
Animals.
Yeah, animals. So.
Good stuff. Yeah, I got that. That means you have to get more schooling.
Too much school.
Would you rather be dead?
No.
Would you rather die here on your knees in the back of a convenience store?
No. No. Please stop.
I'm keeping your license. Gonna check in on you. I know where you live. If you're not on your way to becoming a veterinarian in 6 weeks, you will be dead. Now run on home.
Run, Forrest, run!
I feel ill.
Imagine how he feels.
Come on, this isn't funny. That wasn't funny. What the fuck was the point of that?
Tomorrow will be the most beautiful day of Raymond Castle's life. His breakfast will taste better than any meal you and I have ever tasted.
You had to give it to him.
Come on.
He had a plan. And it started to make sense in a Tyler sort of way. No fear. No distractions. The ability to let that which does not matter truly slide.
Job. You're not how much money you have in the bank. You're not the car you drive. You're not the contents of your wallet. You're not your fucking khakis. You're the all-singing, all-dancing crap of the world.
Out of your way in a sec.
You don't have to go.
Whatever.
No, I mean, it's okay. You still going to groups?
Yeah. Chloe's dead.
When did that happen?
Do you care?
I don't know. I haven't thought about it in a while.
Yeah, well, it was the smart move on her part.
You listen, what are you getting out of all this?
What?
I mean, all this, why do you keep... Is this making you happy?
Yeah, well, sometimes.
I don't know. I don't understand. I mean, why does a weaker person need to latch on to a strong person? What is that?
What do you get out of it?
No, that's not the same thing at all. I mean, it's totally different with us.
Us? What do you mean by us?
I'm sorry. Do you hear this?
Hear what?
You're not hearing all that noise? Just hold on a second.
No, wait. What were you saying? Don't change the subject. I want to talk about this.
You're not talking about me, are you?
No. What?
That day you came over to my place to play doctor. What was going on there?
What are you talking about?
Nothing. Nothing.
I don't think so.
Oh, come on. What do you want?
Look at me.
No. What?
Look at me. What is that?
It's nothing. Don't worry about it.
Oh, my God. Who did this?
A person.
Guy or girl?
What do you care if it's a guy or a girl?
What do you care if I ask?
It's none of your business. Leave me alone. I am not afraid to say, let me go.
No! Talk to me!
Let go of me.
No!
Leave me alone.
This conversation... is over.
Is over.
I just can't win with you, can I?
Hey, this is getting a little old. What is all this?
What do you think?
Hey, why do we need bunk beds? Hey!
Too young. Try it.
What's all that, huh?
Right. If the applicant is young, tell him he's too young. Old, too old, fat, too fat.
Applicant?
If the applicant then waits for 3 days without food, shelter, or encouragement, he may then enter and begin his training.
Training for what? Think this is a game? You're too young to train here. End of story. Now quit wasting our time. Get the fuck out of here.
Bad news, friend. It's not gonna happen. Sorry if there's a misunderstanding. It's not the end of the world. Just go away. Go. Because you were trespassing, and I will have to call the police.
Don't you look at me. Do you think you're ever getting in this house? You're never getting in this fucking house. Never. Get the fuck off my porch. Get off the porch!
Sooner or later, we all became what Tyler wanted us to be.
I'm gonna go inside and I'm gonna get a shovel.
Got two black shirts?
Sir.
Two pair of black pants?
Yes, sir.
One pair of black boots?
Sir.
Two pair of black socks?
Sir.
One black jacket?
Sir.
$300 personal burial money?
Yes, sir.
All right.
You're too old, fat man.
Tits are too big. Get the fuck off my porch.
Bob. Bob.
Like a monkey ready to be shot into space. Space monkey. Ready to sacrifice himself for the greater good.
You are too fucking old, fatty. And you. You're too fucking blonde! Get out of here, the both of you!
And so it went.
That's enough, maggots. You are not special. You are not a beautiful or unique snowflake. You are the same decaying organic matter as everything else.
Tyler built himself an army.
We are the all-singing, all-dancing crap of the world. We are all part of the same compost heap.
Why was Tyler Durden building an army? To what purpose? For what greater good? Tyler, we trusted.
No. When he was like, you are not your job, I was like, yeah!
Hey, what's all this?
Hey.
Okay. What's going on?
I don't know,
what are we celebrating?
Go on.
Great taste.
Pepsi.
Generation Max.
Investigators are on the scene right now. Hold on, Police Commissioner Jacob has just arrived. Commissioner, could you please tell us what you think has happened here?
We believe this is one of many recent acts of vandalism around the city, somehow related to underground boxing clubs. We will be coordinating a rigorous investigation.
That was Police Commissioner Jacobs, who just arrived on the scene here of a four-alarm fire that broke out about an hour ago. Live from the Parker Morris building, Lauren Sanchez, back to you in the studio. It was just...
Yeah!
Holy shit.
Yeah!
Sound a control blast that may have started...
What the fuck did you guys do?
How the blaze started, but arson investigators are on the premises... And a hazardous material. If
if you're just joining us...
Sir, the first rule of Project Mayhem is you do not ask questions, sir.
...broke out about an hour ago at the Parker Morris building downtown. Police Commissioner Jacobs is on the scene conducting an investigation...
The victory in the war against crime will not come overnight. It will take dedication and commitment, and most of all, cooperation. The streets are safer now. There's hope in the inner city. However, this is only the beginning.
I gotta take a piss.
These are the first steps in a long journey. That is why we have created Project Hope, helping others with prevention and enforcement. Project Hope will be a joint effort between the police and community leaders. It will be a powerful new weapon in the war against crime.
Balls are ice cold.
Hi. You're going to call up your rigorous investigation. You're going to publicly state that there is no underground group. Or these guys are going to take your balls. They're going to send one to the New York Times, one to the LA Times, press release style. Look, the people you are after are the people you depend on. We cook your meals. We haul your trash. We connect your calls. We drive your ambulances. We guard you while you sleep. Do not fuck with us.
Of every panda that wouldn't screw to save its species. I wanted to open the dump valves on oil tankers and smother all those French beaches I'd never see. I wanted to breathe smoke.
Where'd you go, psycho boy?
I felt like destroying something beautiful.
Get him to a fucking hospital.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Mr. Durden. Airport parking, long term. After you, Mr. Durden.
After you?
Ah!
on your mind, dude?
No.
All right, yeah. Why wasn't I told about Project Mayhem?
First rule of Project Mayhem is you do not ask questions.
What are you talking about?
Why didn't you include me in the beginning?
Fight Club was the beginning. Now it's moved out of the basement. It's called Project Mayhem.
When you and I started Fight Club together, you remember that? It's as much mine as it is yours, you know.
Is this about you and me?
Yeah, I thought we were doing this together.
We're missing the point. This does not belong to us. We are not special.
Fuck that. You should have told me. Hey, Tyler! Damn it, Tyler.
What do you want? Statement of purpose? Should I email you? Should I put this on your action item list?
Oh, look.
You decide your own level of involvement.
I will. I want to know certain things first.
First rule of Project Mayhem.
Shut up. I want to know what you're thinking.
Fuck what you know. You need to forget about what you know. That's your problem. Forget about what you think you know about life, about friendship, and especially about you and me.
What is that supposed to mean? What are you doing?
Guys, what would you wish you'd done before you died?
Paint a self-portrait.
Build a house.
And you?
I don't know. Nothing. Come on, get in the right...
I have to know the answer to this question. If you were to die right now, how would you feel about your life?
I don't know. I wouldn't feel anything good about my life. Is that what you want to hear me say? Fine. Come on!
Not good enough.
Stop fucking around! Fuck you. Fuck Fight Club. Fuck Marla. I am sick of all your shit.
Okay, man. Okay.
Quit screwing around. Take the wheel.
Look at you.
Take the wheel.
Look at you. You're fucking pathetic.
Why? Why? What are you talking about?
Why do you think I blew up your condo?
What?
Hitting bottom isn't a weekend retreat. It's not a goddamn seminar. Stop trying to control everything and just let go. Let go!
All right, fine.
Fine.
I'd never been in a car accident. This must have been what all those people felt like before I filed them as statistics in my reports.
God damn! We just had a near-life experience!
In the world I see, you're stalking out through the damp canyon forest around the ruins of Rockefeller Center. You'll wear leather clothes that will last you the rest of your life. You'll climb the wrist-thick cuts of vines that wrap the Sears Tower. And when you look down, you'll see tiny figures pounding corn, laying strips of venison in the empty carpool lane of some abandoned superhighway. Feel better, champ.
And then
Tyler?
Tyler was gone. Was I asleep? had I slept? The house had become a living thing, wet inside from so many people sweating and breathing. So many people moving, the house moved. Planet Tyler. I had to hug the walls, trapped inside this clockwork of space monkeys.
He's smoking in here? You know how much ether we have in this fucking house?
Cooking and working and sleeping in teams.
Hang on a second.
It's under control, sir.
Where's Tyler?
Sir, the first rule of Project Mayhem is you do not...
Okay.
I'm all alone. My father dumped me. Tyler dumped me. I am Jack's broken heart. What comes next in Project Mayhem? Only Tyler knows. The second rule is you do not ask questions.
Get the fuck away from me.
Get the fuck away from me.
Who are all these people?
Paper Street Soap Company.
Can I come in?
He's not here.
What?
Tyler isn't here. Tyler went away. Tyler's gone.
Supposed to kill two birds with one stone. Destroy a piece of corporate art.
Operation Latte Thunder, go.
And trash a franchise coffee bar. We had it all worked out, sir. It went smooth until...
What?
They shot Bob. They shot him in the head.
Those fucking pigs.
Oh, God. Those motherfuckers.
You morons.
You're running around in ski masks trying to blow things up? What did you think was going to happen?
Okay, quick. We gotta get rid of the evidence. We gotta get rid of this body.
Bury him.
What?
Take him to the garden and bury him.
Come on, people! Let's go!
Hey, get the fuck off! Get away from him! What are you talking about? This isn't a fucking piece of evidence. This is a person. He's a friend of mine, and you're not gonna bury him in the fucking garden.
He was killed serving Project Mayhem, sir.
It's Bob.
But, sir, in Project Mayhem, we have no names.
No, you listen to me. This is a man, and he has a name. And it's Robert Paulson, okay?
Robert Paulson?
He's a man, and he's dead now because of us, all right? Do you understand that?
I understand. In death, a member of Project Mayhem has a name. His name is Robert Paulson.
His name is Robert Paulson.
His name is Robert Paulson. His name is Robert Paulson.
Come on, guys.
His
please.
Name
Stop it.
Is Robert Paulson. His name is Robert Paulson. His name
Shut
is
up.
Robert Paulson.
This is all over
His
with.
His name is Robert Paulson. His name is Robert Paulson. Detective Stern of the arson unit.
I need to see you in my office in the morning.
I went to all the cities on Tyler's used ticket stubs, bar hopping. I didn't know how or why, but I could look at 50 different bars and somehow I just knew. I'm looking for Tyler Durden. It's very important that I talk to him.
I wish I could help you, sir.
Every city I went to, as soon as I set foot off the plane, I knew a fight club was close.
Hey! Hey! Look at my face. I'm a member. Now, I just need to know if you've seen Tyler.
I'm not exposed to speak any such information to you, nor would I, even if I had said information you want at this juncture, be able.
You're a moron.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Tyler had been busy, setting up franchises all over the country. Was I asleep? Had I slept? Is Tyler my bad dream or am I Tyler's?
We just heard the stories.
What kind of stories?
Like nobody knows what he looks like. He has facial reconstructive surgery every 3 years.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Is it true about Fight Club in Miami? Is Mr. Durden building an army?
I was living in a state of perpetual deja vu. Everywhere I went, I felt I'd already been there. It was like following an invisible man. The smell of dried blood. Dirty bare footprints circling each other. That aroma of old sweat like fried chicken. The feel of a floor still warm from a fight the night before. I was always just one step behind Tyler.
His name is Robert Paulson.
He didn't.
Welcome back, sir. How have you been?
Do you know me?
Is this a test, sir?
No, this is not a test.
You were in here last Thursday.
Thursday?
You were standing exactly where you are now, asking how good security is. It's tight as a drum, sir.
Who do you think I am?
Are you sure this isn't a test?
No, this is not a test.
You're Mr. Durden. You're the one who gave me this.
Please return your seat backs to their full, upright, and locked position.
Yeah?
Marla, it's me.
Have we ever done it?
Done what?
Have we ever had sex?
What kind of stupid question is that?
It's stupid because the answer is yes or because the answer is no.
This is a trick.
No, Marla, I need to know.
You mean you want to know if I think we're just having sex? Or making love?
We did make love.
Is that what you're calling it?
Just answer the question, Marla, please. Did we do it or not?
You fuck me, then snub me. You love me, you hate me. You show me a sensitive side, then you turn into a total asshole. Is that a pretty accurate description of our relationship, Tyler?
We have just lost cabin pressure.
What did you just say?
What's wrong with you?
What did you just call me? Say my name.
Tyler Durden. Tyler Durden, you fucking freak. What's going on? I'm coming over.
No, wait, then, Marla, I'm not there.
You broke your promise.
Jesus, Tyler.
You fucking talk to her about me.
Tyler, what the fuck is going on here?
I ask you for one thing. One simple thing.
Why do people think that I'm new? Answer me!
Sit.
Now answer me, why do people think that I'm you?
I think you know.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Why would anyone possibly confuse you with me?
I don't know.
You got it?
No.
Do not fuck with us!
Say it.
Because...
Say it.
Because we're the same person.
That's right.
We are the all-singing, all-dancing prototype. I don't understand this.
You were looking for a way to change your life. You could not do this on your own. All the ways you wish you could be, that's me. I look like you want to look. I fuck like you want to fuck. I am smart, capable, and most importantly, I'm free in all the ways that you are not.
Oh, no. Tyler's not here. Tyler went away. Tyler's gone.
What?
This is impossible.
No.
This is crazy.
People do it every day. They talk to themselves. They see themselves as they'd like to be. They don't have the courage you have to just run with it. Naturally, you're still wrestling with it, so sometimes you're still you.
We should do this again sometime.
Other times, you imagine yourself watching me.
If this is your first night at Fight Club, you have to fight.
Little by little, you're just letting yourself become Tyler Durden.
You are not your job!
You have a house.
Rented in your name.
You have jobs. You have a whole life.
You have night jobs because you can't sleep. Or you stay up and make soap.
Marla, you're fucking Marla, Tyler.
Technically, you're fucking Marla. But it's all the same to her.
Oh, my God.
Now you see our dilemma. She knows too much. I think we're going to have to talk about how this might compromise our goals.
What are you saying?
This is bullshit. This is bullshit. I'm not listening to this. You are insane.
No, you're insane. And we simply do not have time for this crap.
It's called a changeover. The movie goes on, and nobody in the audience has any idea.
Bill me.
I need you to initial this list of phone calls, please.
When were these made?
It says right there, sir, between 2 and 3:30 this morning.
Have I been going to bed earlier every night? Have I been sleeping later? Have I been Tyler longer and longer?
Anybody here?
Deja vu. All over again.
Yeah, with enough soap, we can blow up just about anything.
Oh, my God.
1888.
I'm sorry, who am I calling?
1888 Franklin, this is maintenance. Hello? Hello?
1888 Franklin Street?
Help you? Hello?
Yeah. I need to talk to your supervisor right away.
Speaking.
Okay, listen to me. I think something really terrible is about to happen at your building. You have got...
It's under control, sir.
Excuse me?
Don't worry about us, sir. We're solid. 2160.
Was unbelievable.
Look, it's going to take a tremendous act of faith on your part, but you've got to hear me out.
Oh, here comes an avalanche of bullshit.
A little more faith than that.
No, listen, I don't want to hear anything you have to say.
You have every right to me. I'll just have a coffee, thanks.
Sir, anything you order is free of charge, sir.
Why is it free of charge? Whatever. I'll have the clam chowder, the fried chicken with the baked potato with everything, and a chocolate chiffon pie.
Clean food, please.
In that case, sir, may I advise against the lady eating the clam chowder?
No clam chowder, thank you.
You got about 30 seconds.
Well, I know that I've been acting very, very strange.
okay? I know that it's got to seem like there's two sides to me when you're with
me. Two sides? You're Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Jackass.
I deserve that, but look, I've come to realize something very, very important.
What?
The full extent of our relationship wasn't really clear to me up until now for a reason that I'm not going to go into, but the important thing is I know that I haven't been treating you so nice.
Yeah, whatever.
No. 15 seconds. 15 seconds, please. Please, 15 seconds, don't open your mouth or move. I'm trying to tell you that I'm sorry. Because what I've come to realize is that I really like you, Marla.
You do?
I really do. I care about you, and I don't want anything bad to happen to you because of me. Marla, your life is in danger.
What?
You need to leave town for a while. Get out of any major city and just go camping or something.
You're an insane person.
No. I've involved you in something terrible that's about to happen. You are not safe.
Shut up!
You're not safe.
Shut up! I tried, Tyler. I really tried.
I know you did.
There are things about you I like. You're smart. You're funny. You're spectacular in bed. But you're intolerable. You have very serious emotional problems. Deep-seated problems for which you should seek professional help.
I know, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're sorry. I'm sorry. Everyone's sorry. But I can't do this anymore. I can't. I won't.
You can't leave, Marla. You're not.
Marla, wait, you don't understand.
Leave me alone.
Marla, I'm trying to protect you.
Let me go. I don't ever want to see you again.
That's fine. If that's what it takes. Here, wait, be right there. Hold it right there. Shut up. Take this money and get on this bus, and I promise you I will never bother you again if that's what you want. Shut up! Please get on the bus. Please get on the bus.
Why are you doing this?
They think you're some kind of a threat. I can't explain it right now. Just trust me. If I see where you're going, you will not be safe.
I'm not paying this back. I consider it asshole tax.
Fine. Remember, stay out of major cities for at least a couple of days, okay?
Tyler, you're the worst thing that ever happened to me.
I need you to arrest me. I am the leader of a terrorist organization responsible for numerous acts of vandalism and assault all over the city.
In the metropolitan area with probably a couple hundred members. Chapters have sprung up in 5 or 6 other major cities already. This is a tightly regimented organization with many cells capable of operating completely independent of central leadership. Look, go to the house, okay? 1537 Paper Street. That's our headquarters. In the back, buried in the garden, you'll find the body of Robert Paulson. In the basement, you're going to find some bathtubs that have been used very recently to make large quantities of nitroglycerin. I believe the plan is to blow up the headquarters of these credit card companies and the TRW building.
Why these buildings? Why credit card companies?
You erase the debt record, then we all go back to zero. You'll create total chaos.
Keep him talking. I need to make a phone call. I really admire what you're doing.
What?
You're a brave man to order this.
You're a genius, sir.
You said if anyone ever interferes with Project Mayhem, even you, we gotta get his balls.
It's useless to fight. It's really a powerful gesture, Mr. Durden. It'll set quite an example.
You're making a big mistake, fellas.
You said you'd say that.
I'm not Tyler Durden!
You told us you'd say that, too.
All right, I am Tyler Durden. Listen to me. I'm giving you a direct order. We are aborting this mission right now.
You said you would definitely say that.
You're fucking out of your mind. You're police officers.
Spend time in this?
No. Don't. No.
Keep your mouth shut. Shit.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, some of this information checks out. Uh-huh. Let's go over to that house on Vapor Street.
Be right there.
Okay.
Hey, wait!
I got him.
Sir, we have to...
Come on, Mr. Durden. Stop fighting. You're gonna fuck up.
Where's the rubber band?
Get away from me! Drop that fucking knife! Drop it! Back up, back up. Face down on the floor, both of you, right now. Get down on the floor! First person comes out this fucking door, get the lead salad, you understand?
My muscles burned and my veins pumped battery acid. Then I ran some more.
Your underpants? Man, you look like a crazy person.
No, I'm on to you. I know what's going on here.
Well, come on then. I got us a great place to watch from.
It'll be like pay-per-view.
Stopping us.
Why? Greatest thing you've ever done, man.
No, I can't let this happen.
You know, there are 10 other bombs in 10 other buildings.
God damn it. Since when is Project Mayhem about murder?
The buildings are empty. Security, maintenance, all our people. We're not killing anyone, man. We're setting them free.
Bob is dead. They shot him in the head.
You want to make an omelet, you got to break some eggs.
No. Listen, you're not even there.
Wouldn't do that. Not unless I knew which wires for what.
If you know, then I know.
Or, maybe I knew you'd know, so I spent the whole day thinking about the wrong ones. You think? Oh, heavens no, not the green one. Pull anyone but the green one. I asked you not to do that. Fuck.
Tyler, get away from the van.
Tyler, I'm not kidding. Get away from the van.
God damn it.
Whoa.
Okay, you are now firing a gun at your imaginary friend near 400 gallons of nitroglycerin!
Come on, Tyler!
Oh, come on. Don't go.
I think this is about where we came in.
Would you like to say a few words to mark the occasion? I'm sorry?
I still can't think of anything.
Flashback humor. It's getting exciting now. 2.5. Think of everything we've accomplished, man. Out these windows, we will view the collapse of financial history. One step closer to economic equilibrium.
Why is she here?
Tying up loose ends.
I'm begging you, please don't do this.
I'm not doing this. We are doing this. This is what we want.
No, I don't want this.
Right, except you is meaningless now. We have to forget about you.
You're a voice in my head.
You're a voice in mine.
You're a fucking hallucination. Why can't I get rid of you?
You need me.
No, I don't.
I really don't anymore.
Hey, you created me. I didn't create some loser alter ego to make myself feel better. Take some responsibility.
I do. I am responsible for all of it, and I accept that. So please, I'm begging you, please call this off.
Have I ever let us down? How far have you come because of me? I will bring us through this. As always, I will carry you, kicking and screaming, and in the end, you will thank me.
I'm grateful to you for everything that you've done for me. But this is too much. I don't want this.
What do you want? You want to go back to the shit job? Fucking condo world watching sitcoms? Fuck! I won't do it.
Oh my God. This can't be happening.
It's already done. Shut up. 60 seconds. You see all right.
No. I can figure this out. I can figure this out. This isn't even real. You're not real. That gun is... in your hand. The gun's in my hand.
Hey, good for you. Doesn't change a thing. Why do you want to put a gun to your head?
Not my head, Tyler. Our head.
Interesting. Where are you going with this IKEA boy?
you and me. Friends.
Tyler. I want you to really listen to me.
Okay.
My eyes are open.
Right, sir?
Oh, yeah, I'm okay.
You look terrible, sir. What happened?
Oh, nothing. No problem.
Oh, no, no, sir. He's not kidding. You look really awful. You need medical assistance.
I'm fine.
Oh.
Look, I'm fine. Everything's fine.
Let her go.
Hi, Marla. Leave her with me. Get your stuff. I'll meet you downstairs.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
You fucker! What kind of sick fucking game are you playing at? Putting me on a fucking... Oh, my God, your face.
Yeah, I know.
What happened?
I would ask.
You're shot.
Yes, I'm shot.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe he's...
One tough motherfucker.
Who did this?
I did, actually. Find some gauze.
You shot yourself?
Yes, but it's okay. Marla, look at me. I'm really okay. Trust me. Everything's gonna be fine.